was pretty traumatic when we had to let go of 7 employees from the sheriff's office, especially that time of year. So, you know, after the whole calamity, we sat down and we kind of brainstormed some different things. And, you know, one of the big things that Ozark County's done over the years has housed for Greene County and Taney County, and while they were building their jails. And once that was done and over with, you know, well, thanks for doing this for us. We're going to go ahead and move all of our people back now. So, you know, we always thought, you know, if we could have some, just a secondary source of revenue that we could pull in to the county, something that we could kind of depend on for years to come, that would be great. Well, years ago, I had worked for a federal contracting agency, and I had a couple people that I kind of kept in contact with over the years, and I kind of knew some ins and outs of stuff. And one of the things years ago, I had talked to some of the guys up in the Springfield area for the federal government and said, you know, hey, this is kind of the things we do. You know, there's contracts where you can house for the federal government, doing for either Department of Justice or the Department of Homeland Security.